As a result of a previous mini-message, I received an email asking the question, should we teach religion in public schools? The answer to that may surprise you, because the truth is, it is impossible not to teach religion in any school. You see, teaching in and of itself implies a worldview, a philosophical background, a religion, a faith of one kind or another. We have to believe certain things about man. We have to believe certain things about the world we live in. In the early days of our country, up until a few decades ago, teachers felt a freedom to express their particular views about the world, regardless of what they were. Some teachers were Christians, in fact, most were, and felt a freedom to discuss belief in God, to discuss what man was here for, what he was all about, to discuss the Bible, to discuss the Lord Jesus Christ. But there came a point in our country when we made a decided shift. We moved away from allowing Christianity to be taught and allowing freedom in our public schools to an insistence that our public schools preach only one religion. That religion is the religion of secular humanism, sometimes called materialism or naturalism. And you might say, well, how did we do that? I didn't know we were doing that. Actually, it's being done in the name of neutrality. There is no such thing as neutrality. Either one believes in God or one does not. Either one believes that man was created for a purpose or one does not. Either one believes that there are absolute moral principles based on God's word or one does not. And we have decided in our public schools that we're going to reject the supernatural. Many, many teachers across our country nowadays who are Christians feel like they can't voice their beliefs in a public school. They don't have a freedom. They feel like they can only act like secular humanists when they're in school. They've got to pretend that they don't believe in God. They've got to pretend that they don't believe the Bible is the source of our authority. They've got to pretend that they don't believe that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. So we have moved from a source, an attitude of freedom to an attitude of we're going to have one government-sponsored religion, and that is the religion of secular humanism. If you have trouble accepting this, you might be interested in a quote by a man named John Dunphy. John Dunphy was a leading humanist who wrote an article in the magazine called The Humanist, and he stated his goal for American public education. Listen to what he said a few decades ago. He said, "I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, a religion of humanity that recognizes the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. These teachers must embody the same selfless dedication of the most rabid fundamentalist preacher, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of the educational level, preschool, daycare, or large state university. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved." End quote. You hear what he's saying? He wants and has largely succeeded to replace Christianity as the basis on which our government was founded and our nation was founded with a new religion, the religion of secular humanism. That has largely succeeded, and we need to do whatever we can to bring back a situation of freedom in public schools. Freedom's a good thing. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Father, would you bring us back to our roots and once again restore freedom throughout our land? Use us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.